and much love for the saints here in India. Saints, before I get into the word, what the Lord has just revealed tonight, I just, amidst of us, love you, brother, believe and hope the ministry there as well. And all the other saints from the United States, greetings to all of you, Sister Caroline, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm very happy to see you all, and before we get into the word, I just want to give some updates. I'm very thankful to the Lord that the Lord's protection, going back what happened in the month of December, and thinking about how things went on, there are certain that just can't, you know, keep me stop praising. And about 15 acres of land. Can you hear me now? Yes? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. My, what's wrong with the mic? For Jesus. Yes, thousands and hectares of land completely got destroyed, and the fields got destroyed and destroyed. And we lost our houses, and some of our churches, literally in lowlands, in the lowlands. Can you all hear me? If you can hear me, type 1, please. Yeah. Literally in the lowlands. Yes. The roofs went off. And the village where I work for the Lord, where I serve the Lord, to go and share God's word, the roof literally fell into the water, and there is no roof. And in other villages where my fellow pastors work, even there, and all the farmers, including nearly 500 to 600 buffaloes, got swiped away and washed away in water, died. And the farms got washed away. But praise God, you know, God was very faithful that we were able to sell those buffaloes even before the floods attacked. You know, being His children, God is so faithful that He made us awake that we could do that. And God generous from England that we could minister to the needs of many flood affected people. Some lost, you know, some children away, and some widows passed away during that time. And God in His divine mercy, you know, I always once again thank the saints in the United Kingdom Assembly who have been faithful and generous in ministering love. No matter you are thousands and thousands of kilometers away, but God in His divine mercy just moved the hearts of saints, could really minister to the needs of saints here. Thank you so much for that generous heart, God's kingdom, and sowing into His kingdom. For sure, the Lord is going to bless you all. And up, the rice price went up, the food material price went up, because we are in a different state. Gap. Oh, sorry about that, sister. I'll just find out what's wrong now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise them. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Of all the food material and everything. When the prices went up and things happened like that, God's been faithful, and God has been intervening in situation and have been ministering to the needs of saints here. And this year, in the month of January, we had our annual conventions as we used to always here in India. And every year to 5,000 people attending these conventions. They go on for 7 days. Every year in the month of Jan, from 25th to 31st. From 25th to 31st. So even this year we had our annual conventions from Jan 25th to 31st. This time, how are you going to work this time when we begin to pray? Yeah, praise the Lord. Can you all hear me, saints, now? Just have to reboot. Is my voice still distorted, or you can still hear me properly?
Is it still distorted?
You're fine. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we were just thinking how we could really make it this convention this time. And God was very faithful, and we had 7 days of conventions, and every day there were about 5,000 people attending these conventions. And it went on so well that God was very faithful when gospel was preached. We had 60 baptisms in Jesus' name. 60 people gave their lives to Jesus, and they've accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. And they've also received the gift of... What a great blessing, isn't it? God's been very faithful there. And every year we used to have some or the other problem in debt whenever we choose. This year, though there were floods, though there were a lot of problems, there was nothing, no problem at all. Everything went on very smooth and well. All glory and all honor belongs to Jesus and Jesus alone. Saints, we are serving a faithful God, and He's been very faithful to us. So please do lift up this ministry more in your prayers every day, so that we can just grow into His fullness, so that one day we will all meet in the rapture. Amen. Though we may not meet in the flesh, but one day we're going to meet in the rapture for His glory. Amen. I believe now my mic is better than before. Thanks. Thank you all for your prayers, and thank you all for your love. And continue to pray for us and lift up the mission. It's nearly going to get off. It's nearly going to get completed. So in the ground floor, we are believing that we will put walls and everything surrounded by it. Place we want to gents inside so that orphans and the widows can live there, because at the moment there is no proper shelter for the widows and the orphans. So we are believing that God will put all the orphans and all the widows in the building that's being put. It's still under construction. I believe it will soon get completed. Keep that in your prayers. And that's a center, that's a Christian center, so that, you know, normally we have Christians very much rejected and dejected. And one of the most important things that we are warring now is we are warring much against this Hinduism. Why are we warring against Hinduism? Is this is the problem. Recently, 14 Christians were converted back into Hinduism. 14 Christians who are believers in Jesus got converted back into Hinduism. And all the Hindus together, they got together in one place, and they spent about nearly £100,000 nearly for a meeting, very big meeting they have arranged. And I heard that about nearly 50 to 60,000 and were getting converted into Christianity. Somehow we have to get them back. So if we have to get them back into Hinduism, what can we do? Most of the people are lacking food and shelter. So what we have to do is give them something and get them back to Hinduism. That's what was the meeting. So a man of God who attended that meeting came and testified during the conventions that Christians have to be very firm. They have to stand out in faith and not by sight. So when he preached a good word, everybody, you know, just were so much touched that Holy Spirit spoke to everybody, and they came into that level where no matter we live for Jesus, we die for Jesus. Please pray that God will intervene there. Even those Hindus who are standing against Christianity, against all Christians, and want to persecute pastors and, you know, disturb churches, that's what is their plan, that's what is their target. They kill the pastors and kill sisters in the Lord as well. You know, recently an incident took place in Delhi. A young girl was literally raped. These sorts of things are happening even in from Hindus towards Christian community. So please do keep that in your prayers, saints. It's been a real warfare. The enemy is trying to attack. And a lot of the attacks of witchcraft are also just attacking some of the people, some that are weak in spirit. So please do pray for them as well. And well, I just don't know how to say this. Sometimes, you know, and I feel so down thinking that, you know, in our society we are hopeless and there's nobody to encourage us. We are, because you are all behind us, standing and praying for us in spiritual work, and use you as those vessels that many will come into limelight through you guys. Thank you so much. So let's now get into the word without any delay. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just share, as I was just today I went for a meeting and just came back now. I came around about 12:30 a.m. So I was just telling Lord, what should I share? Because all these saints
are under the Holy Spirit's ministry, and they are all very good in your presence. They all know your word very well. So what should I share in your presence, Lord? That's what I've been praying. When I've been praying, the Lord showed me a topic: preparing to reign with Christ. Preparing to reign with Christ. So this is what we're going to meditate on today. I want you all to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 2. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 2. Here we read the verse: everybody will rule, but the Bible says God is the one who appoints kings. He's a searcher of hearts. He is the one who can put down kings. He is the one who put them back into throne. All things. We know. He's taken him into the wilderness and made him to eat grass. When he came back to his senses, he put him back to the throne. So he is the one that appoints kings. And no doubt about it. But one of the most important thing that we need to be prepared is we need to prepare to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us know that we are to reign with Jesus. Matthew chapter 19 and verses 28. We read Matthew chapter 19 and verses 28. This is what the scripture says: assuredly I say unto you, that in the regeneration, when some of you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Very clearly, man sits on the throne of his glory. You who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones judging 12 tribes of Israel. And also another promise that we have in the word. Yeah, it's Matthew chapter 19 and verses 28. Matthew chapter 19 and verses 28. And we also have another promise in the scripture. When we go to the book of Revelation chapter 2, and verses 26 to 27. Revelation chapter 2, 6 to 27. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power to rule them with a rod of iron, and the potter's vessels shall be broken into pieces. My works until the end, to him I will give power over nations, and you shall rule them with a rod of vessels shall be to pieces. Hallelujah. What an awesome responsibility of reigning with Christ. We are required to be to make a diligent preparation. We are required to make ourselves prepared for something which is a higher responsibility here on earth. But we also have a higher responsibility, a very wonderful authority that God is going to give us. Blessing it is, just think, this relationship with Him is not limited. It is unlimited relationship. The more we go into Him, the more we realize that He has something special for us. The more deeper we go with Him, this walk tells us that He has something special for you and for me. Amen? We have a wonderful Savior. What a blessed God we have. This is an awesome responsibility for us, my dear brothers and sisters, for reigning with Christ. We are required to make a diligent preparation. It is not enough merely to claim to be born again. It is not just enough to tell that, you know, I'm a Christian sitting in the presence of God. I'm bothered about this. I'm bothered about that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Well, sometimes as human beings, we tend to get overwhelmed by situations. But when we have the Holy Spirit in us, Holy Spirit always lets us know the word very clearly, and also tells us, son, this is not it. You're prepared for higher things. That's what the Bible says, you know, in Colossians chapter 2. Your vision is just seeing what's happening around the world. Your vision is just looking at the things of the world and looking at what is happening around you. But God's planning something high. As earth in great pain, waiting for the sons of men to be lifted up, sons of of God to be lifted up. So the freedom, because when Adam and Eve sinned, it is not just Adam and Eve fell into sin, the whole world fell into sin. That even if you plant a seed, you know if it is an organic food or an inorganic food. You do not know what you're taking intake is not a good food. Everything has become polluted. The air that you breathe has become polluted. Everything that you live on the face of this earth has become polluted. It is because the whole world is filled with sin. Hallelujah. But praise God, we could see He has saved remnant. My sheep will hear my voice. Amen. My sheep will hear my voice and follow me, and they will not just be prepared to rule on earth. They will not just wait for political powers. They will not wait for ruling churches. They will not wait for being dominators, but they will wait for the eternal citizenship where they will sit with me and they will... Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a promise to God's children. But, isn't it? But. In order to attain that blessing, in order to attain what God has installed for us in the days to come. Well, this might sound strange. Jesus has not yet come into this world. Why is this man talking about reigning with Him? But saints, I very much sense in my spirit, through the things that I see, through the persecution that we go through the testimonies of my brothers and sisters and saints around India, when they come and tell me, I just literally cry in my heart and tell the Lord, I know, Father, you are coming very, very soon. The world is in lethargy. The world is entering into the church. Why has He separated a fellowship? Why has He separated you and me from the world? The reason why He has separated you and me to prepare us for a higher calling. Hallelujah. He prepared you and me and brought us all together in unity. Not that once we are separated from the world as one fellowship, it is that we live together, we work together in oneness of the Spirit to have a great breakthrough over all these happenings. There's one man ruling the whole body, there's one man controlling the whole body, and now he's having those thoughts of the world. So now, what is happening now? You look at the churches around the world, what's happening? He arranged the fellowship that he wanted to have intimacy. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Why am I knocking? I'm knocking for my children to hear, so that only I will fellowship. He was able to talk to Adam and Eve every day. He was having the divine fellowship with them. When they sinned against the Lord, this fellowship was separated. They couldn't talk to Him as they used to talk. That's the reason we could see the children of Israel did not have an access to God directly. So they had a high priest from the Levite, and they had a tabernacle. All the 12 tribes of Israel have to come into this tabernacle, wash their feet, and go and just murmur in the ear of this priest, and the priest has to go inside and pray for them. But it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that leads us so deep that we see and we look for higher things. Hallelujah. We are having a larger vision. We are having a higher vision, that our vision also has a provision. That's nothing but being led by the Spirit. Our vision has a provision, and this provision is nothing but being completely led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, saints? We could very clearly see what's happening now. This curtain is completely torn apart. Children have access. Now Jesus thought, hey man, I separated my children, I separated remnant, my sheep is hearing my voice. I arranged them as fellowship. Now the enemy had a trick to do it, you know. The enemy said, come on, there's going to be one man that's going to rule. And see, now one man is ruling. All these children are sitting like babies without knowing their responsibility. Every single person has a responsibility in the body of Christ. You should never say this body is not ours. I'm not the part of this body. You should never say that. I'm not going to remain in this body anymore. You should never utter that, because you know why? God has put you there not by accident. He has put you there in that place because He knows that you are responsible, and He has a part for you to play in the fivefold ministry. You know why? All this is happening, all this is taking place, so that we all will directly look to the Lord. Amen? We all will directly look to the Lord. We will all come into that oneness, so that we will be prepared as spotless bride, and we will all together rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's not just merely enough to call ourselves as Christians, or someone that follows, you know, Jesus. But there are some requirements that we see in the Word. There are some requirements in order to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ.
there are some requirements. Number one, saints, we are just talking about, I believe the topic is very clear, preparing to reign with Christ. I just want to remind to you just 4 points and just finish it up as the Lord leads. In order to prepare ourselves to rule and reign with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible talks to us from the book of Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 22 verses 28 to 30. The book of Luke chapter 22 verses 28 to 30. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom just as my Father has bestowed upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Look at this. You are those who have continued with me in my trials. I bestow upon you a kingdom just as my Father bestowed one upon me. At that, you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Many people started out as disciples of Jesus, but only 12 continued steadfastly with him till the end. And be to reign with him over Israel. We read in 2 Timothy. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, saints. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 and verses 12. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. For if we died with him, we shall endure with him, we will also reign with him. Hallelujah. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also reign with him. Glory to God. The first and the foremost need or the requirement to reign or to prepare ourselves to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ is to endure. Endure. I was so impatient when things happened very worst. On one hand, my health was getting worse. The doctor said, you don't have any more white blood cells. Your body lost its immunity. I think you worked your socks off during these floods. That's what the doctor said. I said, well, my Bible doesn't say that. And on the other hand, somebody else is coming and telling me this. Brother, this church went off. The church went off. Somebody came and begged the pastor. The church is being burned. And that widow has died. In all these trials that come and attack us, Satan does not want us to be in that place. When we come into the place, you know, the testing, that is when he wants us to say, come on man, your God is not there. Your God is not there. He's not looking at you. He's not watching your problems. He doesn't know you. But the Bible says, Lord are in every place keeping watch over evil and over good. God is not blinded. He's not blind. But all that he wants of us is to endure. If we are to share Christ's exaltation, we must first share the death, then to continue steadfast, to end through many trials. If any one of us, no matter who it is, if we want to reign with the Lord Jesus, then continue to the end through many trials. Beloved, it is the word. Never deny the word, because endurance, this is what we are lacking sometimes. There are words that Satan attacks. See, sometimes we might say, I'm going to endure. No matter what people speak against me, no matter what people think about me, no matter what the world thinks about me, I'm just going to remain there because he loved me first. Amen? He loved me first and he died for me because I'm going to be the partaker of the death of Jesus Christ. They spat on his face, they tore his clothes apart and put him to lots. They put vinegar on his mouth. They pierced him. They did what not with him. They played all sorts of games with the Lord. The Bible says he was like a lamb that did not open his mouth. They did not open his mouth. Many times, you know, it's a walk of faith of his Holy Spirit to lead us. Give us that strength to bear these things. To bear these things. Really, saints. sometimes I just start questioning the laws, who are as young as me, who are just 24 years old as me, are all enjoying their lives, are just spending time in the world. But here am I, you have brought me into this ministry. I don't know where the beginning is, where the end I have. I see things at my age which I shouldn't see. I have to bear things at my age which I shouldn't bear. But one thing I realized, if you endure, if you endure, if you say, oh, I want more sufferings to come, I want more trials to come upon me, I want it because you know why? I count it all joy. Just I want the Lord to test me if I am worthy of it. Amen. The more and more it comes, the more and more try to fight against me, speak what not against me. I'm going to stand in His presence and say, Father, take control. Let them think whatever they think, Father, because You know the right thing. You're the searcher of hearts. You know what the motives are. Because motives matter to Jesus than the matter itself. It's done with the wrong motive. Cain offered an offering and Abel offered an offering. And it's not the offering, it's the motive. Hallelujah. It's the motive. When you are with the right thought, when Holy Spirit is leading you rightly, there is nothing that's going to affect you, my brother. There's nothing that's going to affect you, my sister. Amen. Just bear it. What you're bearing today, the problems that you're going through today, the words that people speak against you today. Jesus bore the cross. You're not even able to bear the suffering of your fellow brethren. You're finding it so hard. Jesus bore the cross, my friend. He bore all your sins, just not your sins, the sins of the whole world. Paul says, I count it all joy because of trials and temptation. Nothing is a burden to you. Never say this is a burden to me. Never say this is beyond my hands. Because you know why? Nothing comes to you until the Lord puts it to you. Nothing comes to you unless and until the Lord puts it to you. Amen. Because He is the one that appoints kings. He is the one that puts down kings. All that we need is to endure. Endure until the end. Because you know why? Today you endure. Tomorrow you are going to have that fadeless crown. That fadeless hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. We are all learning, saints. It's the Holy Spirit that's teaching us each day to come into that level where we endure. It's easy to say, I know that. But sometimes it's hard when we go through situations. It has to be God's divine mercy. And I pray that God will work that endurance in me personally. And He will work that endurance in all my brothers and sisters. Because birds of the same feather flock together. Many do not believe in this message today in the world, my friends. Many do not receive this word. They do not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They do not believe in speaking in tongues. They do not believe in baptism in Jesus' name. They do not believe in the message of the cross. They do not believe in deeper life. How sad it is. But I am for sure, I feel it very much in my spirit. We are the remnant of Christ. We are the remnant of Christ. We are the blessed generation. Let's endure. Stand firm for the King that's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. The second in verses 3. And are meek, for they shall inherit earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of... For they shall inherit the earth. Poverty of spirit. Meekness and poverty of spirit. God does not offer His kingdom to those who are arrogant. They are the unworthy of such honor. He does not offer to anybody that, you know, comes. To those who are arrogant, to those who are self-assertive. He never offers that. But only to those who recognize that they themselves are totally unworthy. But You have put me in this place. Father, I'm not worthy. I sometimes tell the Lord, I was a wretch in the world. I was such a crooked guy in this world. But He picked me up from the mighty clay and put me on the rock to stay. And He has a purpose. Many times I was on my deathbed with different sorts of diseases. The Lord has been telling, son, I want you to be that army for me. I want you to be that soldier for me. I want every single person to be an army. One Christian is equal to 6,000 soldiers. If you stand in the presence of God for Him on His behalf, you know nothing is going to shake you. Elijah the prophet stood there. What can the prophets of Baal stand for the Lord? Hannah, the mother of Samuel, declared a song of triumph. She declared meekness and poverty of spirit are very much required to inherit God. We see in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verses 8. Let's read first. This is what the Bible says. He, that is God, raises the poor from dust and lifts the beggar from ash heap to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. Look at the song that she sang. He raises the poor from dust to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. 1,000 years later, Virgin Mary, in an even greater song of triumph, proclaimed something very well. She was to be feeling very shy because, you know what to say? She became pregnant automatically through the Holy Spirit. She must be feeling very down. Why has this happened? But you know what? She's singing a song of triumph, proclaimed the same truth. When you read Luke chapter 1 and verses 52, the book of Luke chapter 1 and verses 52, He has put down the mighty from their thrones and he exalted the lowly. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and he exalted the to put shame to the strong. He has chosen the unwise to put shame to the wise. What a great blessing it is. He's seeking that meekness. Sometimes we are so arrogant because of our background, because of our finances, because of what our education. If you want to rule with Jesus, you have to become so low. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verses 5, have the same mind of Christ. What was his mind? He emptied himself. He left the glory. Though he was higher than angels, he left everything. He emptied himself. He had that kenosis experience. He made himself empty. When he emptied himself, all his glory, what happened? He rose from dead. Hallelujah. Can you tell me anywhere in the history a particular person rose from dead? No. It is mighty. He was resurrected from dead. Hallelujah. It was because of the meekness, poverty of spirit. What a blessing. He opposes, gives grace to the humble. That's what 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 5 we see. He opposes the pride and gives grace to humble. Me. He's prepared you for that kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In order to rule with Jesus Christ, in order to be prepared to reign with Christ, we need endurance, saints. Number two, we need meekness, poverty of spirit. Number three, I want you to go with me, saints, to Titus chapter 2 and verses 14. The book of Titus chapter 2 and verses 14. Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us for every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for his works. Zealous for his works. Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us for every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for his good works. The people whom Jesus acknowledged as his own and those whom he has redeemed from very lawless deed and purified for himself. There are two sides to this process of purification. One is divine, the other human. In 1 John 3:3, the apostle speaks of a hope. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Christ will purify those who respond by purifying themselves. Furthermore, God has only one standard to purify. Hallelujah. Purity. Blessed are the poor, pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. If you want to reign with Jesus, if you want to prepare yourself to reign with Jesus, the third requirement is purity. The bride that goes before him has to be a pure bride, a spotless bride, a wrinkleless bride. 1 Peter chapter. Well, salvation is unconditional, his love is unconditional, his grace, as many say, it's unconditional. And how can he become pure? Just by obeying. Began to speak to him, and David began to pray. Purify my heart and let me be as gold. Cast me not away from your throne to me, joy of thy salvation. That's what he says. Psalm 54 in verse 10, I think that is. Or Psalm 51 in verse 10. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's very clear. Jesus seeks for the purity of heart. Man looks at the outward happy appearance, but he looks through the inner man. How many of the Spirit of God dwells in me? And I will keep this temple pure. Because he that spoils his temple will be spoiled. So I will keep this temple pure. So that I will have that clear vision to see my Lord because he is pure. Be righteous for I am righteous. In order to become pure saints, obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obeying the truth when it's shared. Not mocking at truth, not thinking that I know everything, but just listening to a still small voice, and just falling. I know this is the way every day He's working upon our lives. Every day He's taking us to that level to make us obedient. Finally, brethren, I want you to go in the book of Revelation. The fourth requirement in order to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. How to prepare ourselves to reign with Jesus. The fourth requirement we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verses 9. The book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verses 9. It was by the deception that Satan, enticed Adam and Eve into rebellion against God. And this has been his main weapon against the humanity since that time. But when we read in the book of Revelation, this is what we see. He called the serpent of old who deceives the whole world. And in Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 9 to 11, Paul clearly warns us. Very, very clear. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11. This is a very wonderful scripture, saints. Paul warns that Satan or satanic tactic will find its ultimate expression in the Antichrist, who will deceive with lies and signs and wonders. All those who fall for him will fall. Did you not receive the love of the truth? Did you not receive the love of the truth? That's what we see in 2 Thessalonians 9-11. Have you not received the love of the truth, that they might be saved? Saints, the fourth requirement is, in order to reign, prepare ourselves to reign with Jesus, is to love of the truth. Here then, we very clearly see, it is our only protection to receive the love of the truth. All who refuse this will not merely be deceived by Satan. God himself will send them into strong delusion. God himself will send them into strong delusion. Love of the truth is not merely conformity to religious code. However, orthodox it may be. Those that love this truth, those that show love for the truth of God, will surely reign with Him. Nor is it even reading your Bible and having a quiet time every day. It demands a total unreserved commitment to believe and obey God's word. It demands a total unreserved commitment, not being reserved to any commitments, just to believe and to obey God's word.
one of the rules are all forms of compromise. There is no compromise. Love of the truth, to receive the love of the truth. That's what God wants of us. In the time of Jesus, many Jews recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. But for the fear of religious authorities, they did not even acknowledge him. For they loved to praise men more than God. They wanted to praise men more than God. If you are having the truth, do not compromise. Do not think what somebody else will think. Do not think what your fellow brethren is going to think when you follow Jesus. Or do not think what your relatives are going to think. Do not think what your son or daughter is going to think. Do not compromise the love of the truth for somebody else in your family. That is the essence of compromise. Ask ourselves, which means more to me, God approval or man's approval? I do not bother you agree or disagree. If God agrees, amen. If he says yes, we all go together saying yes. If he says no, we all go together saying no. In Proverbs, we see Solomon counsels. In Proverbs chapter 23 and 3. Proverbs 23 and 23. Solomon counsels. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Truth is not cheaply obtained entertainments. It's a lifetime commitment, my dear brothers and sisters, love of the truth. Sometimes people step from doctrine to doctrine, fellowship to fellowship. No, that is remaining uncompromised and living with Jesus with a great commitment. We are also warned not to sell the truth. We can be tempted to purchase popularity at a price of truth by leaving. Praise God for the anointing that is upon his servant. Do not praise the man because he is just a vessel. The truth is from the Lord. Just say, just, I want the truth. I do not compromise for somebody else. We are warned not to sell the truth. We can be tempted to purchase popularity. A price of truth, leaving the hard sayings, my dear brothers and sisters, of Jesus, and presenting the gospel that demands no sacrifice, but promises an easy way through life. Yet this belies the warning of Jesus when we talk in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 14. When you talk from Matthew chapter 7 and verses 14, this is what the scripture says. Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. Matthew 7:14. Narrow is the gate, difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. My sheep will hear my voice. Hallelujah. My sheep will hear my voice and follow me. If you are serious in your desire to share Christ's kingdom with him, let me suggest that you listen carefully times the scriptures I have quoted above and consider how each one applies to our own life. If the in which you fall short, ask us to make changes that are needed. In this way, our future can be that goes into the fulfillment that he wants. Beloved, we are in the presence of the Lord today. There is a kingdom that's prepared for us. There's a throne that's waiting for us, preparing to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you not know that saints will judge the world? Hallelujah. What a double purpose of redeeming. He is to prepare his people for himself, who will share his throne with him. Are you thankful? Though you are unworthy, are you thankful that he has given you this to prepare you eternally with Christ? What promises, what wonderful word his word is. Saints, the requirements that the Bible talks about in order to share this awesome responsibility of ruling with Jesus Christ in this diligent preparation. Number one is endurance. endure till the end. Number two, meekness and poverty of spirit. Number three is purity. Number four, love of the truth. When we come into this seeking for these things, He will give us. He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. Let's pray, saints. Let's offer a small prayer. Let's offer a small prayer. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord where you are today. Are you not able to endure? Are you getting angry? Are you getting angry at God? Are you getting angry at yourself? Are you getting angry at people around you? Are you not able to be meek in poverty of spirit? Are you so arrogant, self-assertive? Pride is ruling you? Is it because you have people around? Is it because you have wealth? What is it that's making you arrogant? Just tell the Lord. Are you living the pure life that God wants? Seek the Lord. Father, make us pure. Make me pure personally, Lord. Are you able to stand and love the truth no matter what happens, no matter how much it counts, standing for it till the end? Hallelujah. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before your throne of grace, bringing all my brothers and sisters into your presence. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for these lovely brothers that you have given me in the United Kingdom and all around the world. I pray a great blessing over my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, we need to prepare ourselves to reign with you. We need to prepare ourselves to reign with you because you have foreordained the plan for us. You didn't just have a little plan for us to just overcome the world once we become overcomers, Lord. You have given us the throne to sit with you, to have that rod of iron to rule these nations. Strengthen each and every brother and sister, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release that strength through your spirit so that everybody will experience their calling, why they are chosen, so that they will look for this higher calling and live that life that you want, Father. Bless these pastors, bless Pastor Kim, Lord, who is ministering your word. And bless Bob, who is teaching your word in the Full Gospel Assembly for the edification of the body. Lord, I pray for Pastor Joe. Bless his body, Lord, the body you have given him as a responsible person. Lord, all these are your flock, your sheep, your remnant, your people, Father. We will reign and rule with you, Lord Jesus. Prepare us for that wonderful calling. Bless and strengthen to overcome the attacks of the enemy, to stand in your kingdom firm for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time, for your wonderful presence, for my dearly beloved brethren and sisters, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, thank you so much for your love and patient listening to the Word of God. I thank you all. I thank you all for this love. And soldiers of Jesus Christ here in India, thank you so much. Once again, Pastor Kim and Brother Bob, for this privilege. Thank you, Sister Daphne, for posting those wonderful scriptures for me. Thank you, Brother Paul, for helping in posting the scriptures. And thank you, saints, for each and every one of you, for your encouragement and standing with me in spirit, praising the Lord for His glory. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus is the